Today's devotion is entitled, Don't Be Anxious, by Reverend Chris Whitby, LCMS, Northern Illinois District Staff. And he said to his disciples, Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life. Luke 12:22a. Just ask anyone, and they can tell you that there are countless causes for anxiety in our world. There is economic uncertainty, as we have not seen in decades. There is anxiety that comes with isolation. Isolation from not knowing our neighbors, from seeking to substitute actual in-person community with virtual community. The isolation that comes from otherizing anyone and everyone who doesn't seem exactly like me. There's anxiety from the tenuous hold our world seems to have on global peace. And there's certainly anxiety from witnessing the non-stop environmental global disasters and many pointing to a cause that may be beyond our ability to rescue. That's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to causes to be anxious. Therefore, it may seem outlandish that Jesus would counsel us to not be anxious about our lives. How could he say not to be anxious? Perhaps it would help to look at anxiety itself. Anxiety arises in an uncertain situation where, based on what we're witnessing now, we have a sense of an undefined and unfavorable future. Just writing that sentence made me a little anxious. In his teaching in Luke, our Lord directly counters such anxiety, reminding his disciples that they are worth much to his Father, so much, in fact, that he gave us his Son to be our eternal rescuer. In Luke 12:32, Jesus says, Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. What makes you anxious? Jesus says, Fear not, for the kingdom which you have in him remains beyond all that causes us anxiety.